Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. In hour number two, we'd love to hear from you. Join us on Twitter at eRadio Sports, and remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. And back in studio with us, he was out last week. That, of course, is Andy Pondillo with our Major League Baseball news and notes. It's been a very busy week. Blockbuster deals that have gone down and a number of significant trades. This is an exciting time of year for you, isn't it?
It's definitely exciting, and what's interesting is how many teams are now involved when it comes to the trade deadline. When Bud Selig introduced a wild card in the mid-90s, this is what he envisioned right here, as all of these teams, literally almost the entire American League, feels like they could be in the race up until maybe a few weeks ago. Even the teams that are selling right now in the American League are teams that theoretically aren't mathematically out of this hunt. So everybody involved, you see the Royals competitive now, the Astros competitive. Now, this is a lot of fun for Major League Baseball to see how many teams are making moves and going for that World Series title.
Well, I know it's been a big day on Friday, but I think back to earlier this week, one of the significant trades that went down is Troy Tulowitzki. I mean, he is now a Toronto Blue Jay, and some say that he was disrespected by the Rockies in that deal. How do you feel? What do you say?
It's interesting because it's a business. It's always a business, and the Rockies got a good return from the Blue Jays to help build for the future. And really, when you look at this deal, Tulowitzki's been clamoring for a trade for a while. Now, there's been some stuff that's kind of come out through the grapevine that he's wanted to leave Colorado. He's tired of losing over there. He's become frustrated. You don't want to frustrate a guy in the clubhouse. I don't blame the Rockies one bit for making this move. Apparently, there was some sort of agreement that the Rockies had made to Tulowitzki saying that he was not going to get traded this year. But I think they got an offer they couldn't refuse. Tuo gets hurt all the time. He's an MVP player, but you never know when he's going to get hurt. You unload him while he's having a healthy season. You unload him while he's batting over 300. I think the Rockies chose a good time to send him to the Blue Jays.
Okay, so let's talk about the Blue Jays. I mean, they've got a wow lineup now, don't they?
Yeah, 1-4. I would actually bat Tulowitzki leadoff now, because without Jose Reyes, they are left without a true leadoff guy, but you don't find that to be as much of a problem when you have Tulowitzki, Jose Bautista, Edwin Encarnacion, all through this lineup, and you hope they stay healthy for postseason play. Russell Martin, a huge pickup for them. Will their bullpen be good enough for postseason play if you run up against a team like the Kansas City Royals? Will they even make postseason play against those New York Yankees? It can really be debated, but one thing a lot of people won't debate is they do have the best lineup in the American League East by a long shot, in my opinion.
Okay, the trade deadline, it is come and gone. Andy Pondillo with us tonight in studio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, we'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. Of course, Andy is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Reach out and connect to our audience all across the country, Andy.
Yes, you can connect with me at climbingtowelshill.com. The podcast is Astro Chat.
Okay, Andy, let's head out and let's talk about the team right here in our backyard that is certainly making and continues to make headlines, and that is the Houston Astros. They traded for pitcher Scott Kazmir last week. How do you see this move?
I really like this move. It's a rental for the Astros. Scott Kazmir is a Houston guy, so he definitely wants to be here, pitch for home, says it's a dream come true to be in Houston, and now you match him up with Dallas Keuchel. You've got to view him as a rental, though, because you never know if these guys are going to sign once free agency hits. Money talks, and so do years, and there's teams that will give pitchers an amount of years they shouldn't be giving them, but it happens time and time and time again. So will he stay in Houston? I don't know, but I like what he does for the Astros this season. To pair him with Keuchel, Lance McCullers has been dominant in that rotation. It's really a deep rotation now. If they can get the guys to produce, a Scott Feldman, a Colin McHugh, will they be good enough to get you to postseason play? You got to hope so, but at the top, the 1-2, Dallas Keuchel, Scott Kazmir, I think the best 1-2 in all of the American League at this time.
You know, Andy, I totally agree with you. Keuchel and Kazmir, I mean, that's a great 1-2 punch, good as any in the American League. And so this obviously was powerful. But what ultimately, what's the bottom line? I mean, what did this cost the Astros when you start thinking long-term?
Well, it cost them a young pitcher. It cost them Jacob Nottingham, a young catcher, who has been, a lot of people would say, could be a future MLB catcher. It's so hard to tell with these guys. These are low-A guys. When they're at that age, they can put it. I've seen guys in single A ball hit 43 home runs and come to the majors and they can't hit five. So what do you really know about these guys when they're that far down? It's hard to tell. They weren't top five premium prospects for the Astros. But yet again, like I said, there's times where prospect number 28 ends up being your superstar. So it's really, It's really a lottery drawing when you make these deals, and that's why teams that sell, they need to do it right. They need to just blow the whole thing up. They need to get 12 prospects, and your chances get a lot higher when you have quantity, and that's what the Astros did at one time. That looks like what the A's are now doing is they trade Kazmir, they trade Zobrist, they're reloading up on prospects, and I think it's a good move for Oakland to try and get competitive quick while losing this season. As for the Astros, you never really know what the cost is going to be, but they have a deep farm system, what some would say the deepest farm system in all of the MLB, so they can afford to spend prospects.
They have a deep farm system, but do you like it? It seems like they've been conservative in terms of what their moves. They're very strategic, and they're not, just not going after anybody.
Yeah, they're not going to trade the entire farm for a rental player. That doesn't seem to be in their DNA. So they want to make smart moves. They want to make moves for guys that aren't going to cost them, let's say, a Lance McCullers for a couple months of a season. They're going to be methodical in how they do it. And really, Jeff Luna's been pretty aggressive this season. Since the beginning of the year, you've heard him in talks for trades. And it's been a good thing for Astros fans. They really feel like they can compete. There's over 30,000 people at weekday games again. It feels like 2005. So we're all good news for the Astros. And I would assume you see them dabbling in some more deals this offseason. Into next season, there's definitely going to be a lot of free agents available.
Okay, Andy Pondillo with us in studio tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Always our MLB news and notes. And as we zero in on the Astros, they continue to play good at home, but they have struggled a little bit. I don't like to be critical of our Astros, but I mean, they have struggled on the road.
They've struggled quite a bit on the road, and it's usually to the tune of losing 2 out of 3. It's not always getting swept, but you know, they played the Royals on the road in their last road series. They lost the series, but they still looked okay doing it. They didn't get just run out of KC like a few teams have. And, you know, it's one of those young team things. I think they get on these long road trips, and for some reason they lose their mojo. These young guys very comfortable hitting at Minute Maid Park. And we've seen from the early years of Minute Maid Park, when the Astros were good, an extreme home field advantage over there. If you can put a speedy center fielder to cover a lot of ground, if you can get some right-handed hitters that know how to kind of manifest a swing for the Crawford boxes, is a little bit of a different swing and hooking the ball out there. We've seen guys make a living off hitting Crawford box home runs at Minute Maid Park, so I think they've got a good feel for that park. Regardless, it's hard to get home field advantage throughout postseason play. If you end up in a one-game playoff in the wild card, it may not be at home. So they've got to do better on the road. You know, regardless, it's great we're even talking about this because at the beginning of the year, we're happy to finish 500. Now you're talking about winning 90 games. You're talking about playing over 500 ball on the road. This is all the maturity of this team has moved way faster than what I would have expected. And this may be, you know, the one nitpicky thing that I've had for a while now is they've got to play better on the road. But if that's their biggest ordeal, at least they're winning at home and offsetting those losses.
We're getting ready to take a commercial break. How have they been able to accelerate that process so quickly? Because as you're saying, you know, they can not only get above 500, but they could go very deep into the playoffs.
A superstar power always does that. And you got that in Dallas Keuchel, who nobody would have expected to be this good. But Carlos Correa, who everybody seemed to expect to be this good. They had him on ESPN Wednesday Night Baseball comparing him to Mike Trout at 20 years old. They're already comparing the two, saying these guys are going to play against each other for a long period of time. This guy is the type of impact player that where you don't think about baseball as one player winning you a game, and really it is impossible, but one player to take over an offense, one player to continuously save you defensively at a premium position like shortstop, this guy has the signs of one of the truly great shortstops in Major League Baseball. I have not seen a 20-year-old player come up, for the Astros at least. I guess I've seen it for other teams, but not for the Astros and do what he's doing at such a quick pace.
Okay, our MLB news and notes each and every week with Andy Pondillo right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. In hour number 2, we're going to step aside just for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined with much more of Andy Pondillo.